We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom line of Lamed Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Lo'ilom Yehi Odom Am V'son Kehillel V'Yehi Kapton Keshamei. A person always has strived to be a easygoing onov, a savlin like Hillel, and not a captain Keshamei. And the Gemara brings a braisa that shows the stories about Hillel, how much of an avnason he was. Ma'isav shnei bnei adam, shimru zeh, there was two people who had a bet with each other, a wager. V'amru, kol mi sheyelech v'yaknet as Hillel, yitav me'a zuz. Anyone who can get Hillel angry will get 400 zuz. V'amma'echad mehem, ani naktenu, I'll go, I'll get him angry. And so we're in the Gemara later on, that if he wasn't able to get him angry, it will cost him 400 zuz. It was Erev Shabbos. Hillel Chafaf Esreisha. Hillel was taking a shower of covered Shabbos. Chafaf literally means he was washing his hair, scrubbing his hair. And in those days, taking a shower was a big deal. It wasn't like we have our showers. It was a whole maisa. So halach v'avah Pesach Beisai. So this fellow went on the doorstep of Hillel. V'amah, and he said, V'amah, mikan Hillel. Is Hillel here? Where is Hillel? You have to remember, Hillel was a Nasi. Hillel was a Nasi Yisrael, and he called him like a Lashon of Gnai. Like, Hillel, where is Hillel? Nishatef, Hillel was Nishatef Yotzah Krasa. Hillel, you know, put on his clothing and came out to the person. Amaloi, he tells the person, Bani, Marata Vakesh, son, what do you need? Amaloi, Yishayli Yashlisha, have a question. Amaloi, Yishal Bani Yishal, ask. So he asked him, why are the heads of the Babylonians, either it means oval, or the question is, why is it round? Rashi Stupshatim says, why are the heads of the Babylonians a funny shape? So Hillel answers, he had a very, very good question. And you know what the reason is, what the answer is? They're midwives. They're not so smart. They don't know how to do it so good. They don't know how to get the head out so good. And therefore, the heads are round or oval. Okay. So he got his question in. So he left. Halach, he left. Pimpton Shach. He comes back an hour later. You know, Shalaz Midafka. Hour. He comes back, you know, 10 minutes later. Chazvam, Mikan Hillel. Where's Hillel? Nisatef, he also crossed. Hillel came out again. He's trying to get ready for Shabbos. He comes out again. Omar Loi, Bani, Ma'at Bavakish. What can I do for you? Amaloi, she'elo yeshilu, shall have a question. Amaloi, shal b'ni shal. Ask, son, ask a question. Premai name, so he asks, Premai name, shall Talmudim tutors. Why are the eyes of the Talmudim, why is it either round, as Rashi Sekam Shat, or why, either why is it round or why is it soft? Why are their eyes soft? The Talmudim we had before, the ones who supply the firewood for the people, was a certain nation lived in a desert area. So he asked Hillel, why are their eyes round? Amaloi, we'll go with Dapshan Rashi, why is it round? Amaloi, Bini, Sheila Gadel Shalti, asked a very good question. And the answer is, Vishadoran Bein Acholos, because where they come from is a lot of sand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that their eyes be round, because if it would be like our eyes, it has a little slit at the end, so the sand, we are caught in there, and it wouldn't be geshmak. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the eyes round. Okay, it was a second question. Already by now, you know, he drives him crazy enough. These silly questions coming out of the shower of Shabbos. Okay, halach, he left. Him the shach, he's waiting about 20 minutes, and he comes back. Chaz vama, Mikan Hillel, where's Hillel? Nesata fiyotzel across. So again, Hillel wraps himself up, sits in front of him. Vamaloy, Vamaloy, Mata Vakash, what do you need? Vamaloy, Shalom Yashlish, I have a question. Vamaloy, Shalom Yashal, ask. So he asked me, Mara Gleim Shal Afrikim Rechavis. Why are the legs of the Africans, the feet of the Africans, wide? Excellent question. The answer is, Vishadaran Bain Bitsay Mayim, because they live in the swamps. And Rashi to Pshatim, either Pshat is they live in the swamps, so Hashem made their feet very wide, so they shouldn't like sink into the swamps. Or since they walk barefoot because it's so wet, so automatically their feet get like spread out because the shoe holds the foot that shouldn't become wide, and they don't wear shoes. So either way, these were questions. He asked three questions, and Hillel came out of the shower for him and answered the question without even getting angry. Okay, he went back in, Hillel, and he comes back again. He asks like this. Oh, he comes back again. The guy comes back. Omaloy, Shailas Harbi Yashulashol. I have a lot of questions. Mr. Yarni Hashem Tichas, maybe get angry. Nisatev, again, Hillel wrapped himself a Yashul Afanov. Omaloy Kol Shailos, Shiashluchal Lishol. Any question you have, Shal, ask. No problem, I'm here for you. Omaloy, Yatu Hillel Shakur Nashkan Nasi Yisrael. You are Hillel who we call the Nasi Yisrael. Omaloy, hey. Omaloy, Imatahu, Lo Yirbe Kamais Chav Yisrael. There shouldn't be more like you in Klai Israel. Amaloi, b'ni mei prema, why? Amaloi, b'ni shebarti al yodcha av mei zuz. Because of you, I lost 400 zuz. So I said before, maybe he has to pay 400 zuz, or it means he couldn't gain the 400 zuz. But either way, the pshat is that because of you, I lost 400 zuz. Amaloi, havizah beruchacha. Be careful, I'm learning the Masha's pshat, or the havizah beruchacha means, be careful with your words. I never made you lose the money. It's kedai that you should lose because of me 400 zuz and another 400 zuz, and Hillel should not get angry because you're not supposed to get angry. So that was the end of the story with Hillel, to show how big Anvason is. And we're still going to have more stories between Shammai and Hillel to see how Shammai treated the Nunnik and how Hillel treated them. There was a certain non-Jew who came in front of Shammai. How many Torahs do you have? So Shammai answers, we have two Torahs, Torah Shavik Sav, Torah Shavik Pe. So the guy says, Shavik Sav, I believe in Torah Shavik Sav. Shavik Pe, I don't believe in Torah Shavik Pe. Guy Rainey, I'm an ash till I'm a day in Torah Shavik Sav. I want to become a ger, but tonight, I'm only going to keep Torah Shavik Sav. Gar, boy, Shammai, screamed at him, Vayitziu, Berezifa, and threw him out. Bolofne Hillel, the guy Roy, Hillel made him into a ger. Yoim Mekama, one day, so he's learning with this new ger. He's learning, teaching him. Yoimikam Amalei, Hillel taught him Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. The next day, Lamacha Apichlei, he taught him. He started teaching him Tuf Shin Reish Kuf Amalei. So the guy tells him, Esmalei Martilach. Yesterday, you told me Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Why today are you changing? Amalei Lava Lai Dika Smachta. I see he's being Shemich on me that Aleph Beis, whatever I say is true. Da Alpe Nami Smachlei. Trust me also that the Torah Shavah Peh. And he came around Taka. So Rashi really speaks out that Ba'etzem, Shammai was right, because the Gemara says that any ger who comes, Gemara in Bechiris, any ger who comes and says, I want to makabel the whole Torah besides a certain mitzvah. You can't makabel him for a ger. And here he said even more. Here he said, I don't want to makabel the whole Torah Shavu Ksav. So Shammai was right. You cannot makabel a ger this way. So Rashi, and the Feder of Shash, Shad and Rashi, That's only if he really looks through the whole Torah and he says, I don't want to keep that mitzvah. But here, Hillel held that it was a chesar nidia. He didn't believe there's such a thing as Torah Shavah Peh. It was a chesar nidia, not that lahachas, he didn't want to keep Torah Shavah Peh. It was a chesar nidia. Hillel felt he will come around, and therefore he felt he could accept him as a ger. Zok the Gemara Vayta, another story with Shammai and Hillel. There was a non-Jew who came from Shammai, and he told him, "Guy, rainy, I'm not talking. We call our Torah kula because you know regular achas. Teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot." So Shammai dochvoy ba'amas abinyan. Shammai had a ruler in his hand, gave him a little push. Shaviyada, he gave him a push. Go away. Balafne Hillel, he came from Hillel, and Gary made him into a ger. Amaloi, he said, I'll teach you right now, the whole Torah on one foot. Da'loch sani, something you don't like, lechavak lechav, don't do it to your friend. Zui kol Torah kula, this is the whole kula. This is the whole Torah. This is the whole Torah. The idach and the rest of all the dinim is perusha, is a pirush of this yisoid. Perusha hu. Zil gemar, go learn the perushim. So, what is he saying? He's saying, something you don't like, don't do to your friend, that's the whole Torah kula. So the question is, how can that be the whole Torah kula? It's only ben adam lechavera. So Rashi has two pshatim. Either Rashi says that roiv mitzvahs are ben adam chaveri. Rashi gives an example like Zela, Geneva, Ni'uf, they're all ben adam chaveri roiv mitzvahs. And another pshat he brings down that it says in the pasuk of Mishlei, Re'acha ve'rei avicha al tazoi, we see a kol kares baruch re'acha. So that's what it means. Something you don't like to do yourself, don't do to your friend, which means ta'kadosh baruch, which also means ben adam l'makam. Balkapanim is the second story already where Hillel accepted the ger and not Shammai. Shuv Maisim Nochi Echot Shahya Oiver Achari Beis HaMedrash. There's another story with a guy who was going behind the Beis HaMedrash. Shama Kol Sefer, and he heard the Rebbe teaching the children. Shahya Oimer, he was saying, Ve'ela Tol Abagadim, Shayasu Choshim Ve'efer. So went Begadim, the beautiful Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So the guy said to himself, Omar, hello, Lami, who is this? I guess he asked the Rebbe, who gets those begotten? Omar, the Kohen Gadol. Goes to the Kohen Gadol. Omar, so the Nachri said to himself, Omar, I said, Nachri Ba'atzmai, Eilech Vezagayer Veshvilshi Yisimuni Kohen Gadol. You know what? I want to become a ger, because I want to be Kohen Gadol. I like those clothing. It's nice clothing. I want to get those clothing. So I want to become a ger so I can become a Kohen Gadol. Both named Shammai, and came from Shammai, but Amalei Gai Reinia Manash Tasimeni Kohen Gadol. Please make me a ger so I could be a Kohen Gadol. I want to be a Manas, and it's a Tanai. I want to be a ger, but you have to make me a Kohen Gadol. So, of course, Shammai set them flying. Dachbay, Bamas Abin Shmuel, they pushed him away with his ruler in his hand. Balafne Hillel and Gairi, he made him a ger. So Hillel tells him, Amalei, you want to be a Kohen Gadol? Kula Mabid Melech Hamishadeh Tachisim Malchus. If someone wants to become a king, he has to learn, you know, the rules. He has to learn the rules of being a king. You also, you want to be a Kohen Gadol, you better gotta go learn. Lech lemay tachzizi malchus. Go learn the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. Halach v'kara. He went to learn. He learned in Torah. Kirin shagiyah. He saw the pasuk about Azar ha'kara of Yumas. Azar, who comes close to the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, dies. Amalei, and the ger asked Hillel, Mikuzel amidnema, who is this set on? Amalei, afilo al David Melech Yisrael, even a king and a tzaddik, like David Melech Yisrael, if he comes close to the Avodah, he dies. No, so I said, Gera Kavachayim Vatzmai, Ma Yisrael Shnikru Bonim Lamakim. Umatoycha Hava Shahavim Karlem B'ni B'chari Yisrael, Ma Dachla Yisrael Ha Bonim Lamakim. And Hashem loves him so much, he calls them B'ni B'chari Yisrael, K'siv Aleihem Azar Karav Yumas, and still if they come to the Avodah, they're not a Kayin. Hazar Krav Yuma is Ger HaKal, Shabbat Maklev Tamila, a Ger who comes with his walking stick, which means he comes empty. He comes with his walking stick and his wallet, and he doesn't have Shchus Avos. Alakas Kama Vakama. For sure, he won't save himself from Misa. So he can't get near Kuna. So now he understood, he can't be a Kohen Gadol. He knew he can't become a Kohen Gadol, but he became a Ger at least. But like, I can't be Kohen Gadol anyway. Why did you push me away? You should have told me a ger can be Kohen Gadol. But like, Sivatara, Zara Krav Yumas. So he went back to Shammai and said, you should have told me, just, you don't have to push me away, just tell me a ger can be a Kohen Gadol. And Baal of Nehillel of Amalei, and he thanked him. You should have brachas on your head, Shikar Tani, Tachas, Kamfei Hashchina. Because he brought me close to the Shechina. Lamaisa, through Hillel, he became a ger. Even though, you know, he didn't become a Kohen Gadol, Lamaisa, he was happy he became a ger. He was happy that Lamaisa was close to him. You know, he was a car of him. The Yomim, his dog was lost on these three gerim that Hillel made, and Shammai pushed away, they got to Lamakam Echad, and they said, Omru, Kaptonos Shel Shammai, Big Shulter Nimer Elam. Because of the Kaptonos, the anger of Shammai, we wouldn't have had real Chaim. But the Anivus and the easygoing part of Hillel brought us closer to the Shechina. So you see this whole Gemara, Avada, when you say Shammai is a captain, of course in our level, we would have thrown him out like in a second, even more than Shammai. It means on Shammai's level, Shammai Avada held this is the right thing. And it's a lot of ways Shammai could be was right. But you see, the godless of Hillel, the Amvisnusa of Hillel, how he brought three people closer to the Shechina through that. So that's more right. Amar Shlokesh, Maidach Siv. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Some people say this Matzah Shabbos. The pasuk says, "V'hoya emunas itecha choysin Yeshuas chachmas v'das." We're going to dash in these six words: emunas itecha choysin Yeshuas chachmas v'das. So Gemara says, "Emunas zesay d'zram." Emunas refers to say d'zram. Why? Rashi says because Zram is about Trumas of Maestris. If someone to give away Trumas of Maestris, he needs a Muna that all Parnasa comes from Hashem. And if you give something away that's a mitzvah, you're not losing anything. That's why it's called a Muna. Tosis learns a little different. Tosis says that it's called a Muna because when you plant, you're being Maimin in a Kodesh Baruch Hu that it's going to grow. When you put something in the ground, you're burying it. So you have to have a Muna that's going to grow. So Amuna Zaseid is wrong. Itacha, which means like time, Zmanim. Zaseid Amai. Choysin. Choysin, Rashi says, is lost in Yerusha. So that happens through marrying. So Zaseid and Oshim. Yeshuais. Zaseid and Zikin. Rashi explains because Zaseid and Zikin saves us from doing the being Mazik people. That's because Yeshuais. It saves us. Zaseid and Zikin. Chochmas. Zaseid and Kachim. Kachim, you have to be very smart to learn Kachim. Vada'as, even a bigger level than Chochmah, is Zaseid HaTayros. That's all Zaseid HaTayros. And what I say at the end of that pasuk, Vafilhacha Yiras Hashem Hi Yotzarei. The end of that pasuk says, Vahoya Amunas Atach Choysin Shuas Chochmah Zadaras Yiras Hashem Hi Yotzarei. Still, what's the main thing? The main thing is Yiras Hashem. That's the place where you keep the Torah. That's the Utsah for the Torah. If not, you don't have Yiras Hashem, Chas Shalom, you forget the Torah. Yiras Hashem Hi Yotzarei. Yiras Hashem is the one that is preserves the Torah. Amar Rava, B'shashim Rechlis V'adam Adin, when a person goes after Me'ev Esther, after 120 years, he comes to Adin, Oymer Loi, they ask him a few questions, which has shaykhis to the pasuk we just learned. The first question they ask is, Nasasa B'muna. Did you do your panasa with emuna? That comes from the word emunas in the pasuk. Second question they ask him, Kavati Dun Torah, did you set aside time to learn Torah? Comes the word Itecha. The third question is Sakta Perivya, which comes from the word Chaisin, which you said was Nashim. Were you Isaac in Perivya? Did you try to get married? Or did you try to help other people get married? That's how some of us from learn. It's a piece of Yeshua. Did you wait for Yeshua? It comes from the word Yeshua's. Did you wait for Mashiach to come? Rashi learns a little more that you have to, what the Nevi'im said about the Yeshua. Did you believe in that? Papalta b'chachma. Did you learn Chachma, which means did you learn Kachim? Havanta Dov Dech Dova, did you learn say the Tyrus, Das? Could we mean something like that? Did you get to, or mean just did you learn? Did you stand Dov Dech Dova? But Rafilo Hachi, and still, even if you said all these questions, yes, I did my business well, I was creating with Torah, I did Priva Rivia, still, E Yiras Hashem Yatzaroi in. Eloi. If you have Yiras Hashemayim, then good. But if not, then you're not Zaycheh B'din. Because again, that Yiras Hashem is the main thing. The Gemara gives a few mashalim for that. Mosul Adam Sham LaShluchai Halali Kur Chitim LaAliyah. Please bring up, you know, my big bundle of Chitim to the Aliyah to store there. Halach V'Halala, he brings up the whole thing. Works very hard the whole day. Only Raft Libahem Kav Chumten. You put him some salty type of sand that keeps everything fresh. You put that upstairs. It shouldn't have, you know, mothballs. Shouldn't have any worms. Amaloi laugh. No, I didn't do that. Amaloi mutav imloi alisa. It would have been better if you didn't bring it up. The same thing with the Torah. It's if you're not going to use the thing that keeps it fresh, which is the Yiras Shemayim, then the whole Torah is not the same. Not the same. Agav, the Mara brings something about Chumten. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. Mara, Marav Adam Kav Chumten Bekur Shel Tvua. You let it be mix a kav of this salty sand in a kur of tvua, of grain. Even though you're not selling him 100% grain, but the chumtim is so important, that's a chazaka, that's part of every chitim. That's part of every chitim.